Islamic jurisprudence. He says, these four schools, shouldn't we unify these four schools? There's a lot of disunity in the Muslim Ummah. Isn't it about time that we unify them, Sheikh? That's his question.
Brothers and sisters, the disunity is not a result of the four schools of thoughts at all. It is as a result of prejudice. Some people think the four schools are four different religions, which is not true. The four scholars, Imam Abu Hanifa, may Allah have mercy on him, then Malik, Shafi'i, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and others, not just the four founders of the four most famous schools of thoughts, are taking their knowledge and their views from the same sources, from the Quran and the Sunnah. If any of them has a different opinion with regards to a ruling in a mas'ala, it is based on the available evidence at the time. We understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. And we have given you a dhikr, referring to a sunnah, in order to explain to people what was revealed to them as far as the Quran. The Quran is a whole, and it was explained in details by the sunnah, by the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At this time, not all the scholars or even the companions were aware of all the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why even some of the Sahaba would give a fatwa. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq refused to give inheritance or share of the inheritance to the grandmother because he did not find any reference. Until one of the companions said, Ya Khalifa Rasulillah, I have heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was doing this and this and that, and he gave to the grandmother. So he said, do you have another witness? He said yes, and accordingly he changed his mind. Similarly, there are several incidents, just we don't have time to state all of them, and that's why I refer you to the beautiful program by Dr. Hatim, which is known as Evolution of Fiqh. It deals with these aspects in detail. But the summary is that these four schools are not four sects nor four religions. They're all of the mainstream of the Ummah. They just explain different views according to, not the basics, not the principles, but the branches of fiqh. And there is no hurt nor harm in that whatsoever.
We've got two calls waiting, but just a quick question, Sheikh. What do you mean the basics? Are you talking about the aqidah of the Muslim here?
Number one, the aqidah and the principles of fiqh. The halal is clear and the haram is clear. You will not find a sheikh says this is halal and another says this is haram in the presence of the evidence. All of them, they said, إِذَا صَحَّ الْحَدِيثُ فَهُوَ مَذْهَبِي. If you have a solid and a sound hadith that's ascribed to the Prophet ﷺ and it is proven to be sound, then disregard my opinion and adopt this because that has become now my opinion. And Imam al-Shafi'i says, if I argue with 100 scholar, I'm a winner. But if I argue with one ignorant, he's a winner. They said, how? Look, if 100 scholars, they have their evidences and proofs, whether I make my case or they make it, I'm a winner because I came to realize the truth. A winner does not mean that I overcome and I state my opinion and I debate them. No. We find out the truth. We come to the right conclusion, right ijtihad. But if you argue with an ignorant person, he would not consider any hadith or an ayah because you say, Allah said, he says, but I think. The Prophet said, he said, but my people, my forefathers, my family, and so on.
Jazakallah for the clarification.